Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Charmaine, your host, and I am so sorry. I had some technical difficulties, so I'm hoping my guests or my panelists are still on because I do show you as live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Charmaine, this is Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, good morning. Thank you for joining the show, being part of the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio this morning. I was trying to capture a photograph through my window from my vantage point and immediately posted, and immediately my line went dead, so we got disconnected. So thanks for hanging on, and we're just going to go ahead and get our show started because we have so much to talk about today. So once again, I just want to say a good Saturday morning. Welcome to my guests, my panelists. Today, our show, we're going to continue with our show, part two of women and sexuality. And we just went into a real, real fun conversation last on the last show about it. And today we probably may take a different angle. I don't know what angle the show is going to go in. So I just want to introduce my guest first. First, I have Stephanie Watts, who is our panelist for the second time on the show. I know the first time I called you oversexed, but I made a joke out of it. But you know what? Even if it's in our minds, girl, I mean. And then I have Dr. Maggie Bonet on the phone, our sexologist. So the fact that she is a sexologist, I hope she has all the sex information that we need, maybe also oversexed. I mean, I can say I'm a banker and a talk show host because that's what I do well. So if you're going to be a sexologist, I'm pretty sure you got to stand behind that. But welcome, welcome to both of you on the show this morning. You know
what?
Thank you. Last week, you're welcome. Last week, we talked real candidly about, you know, do we need men? And that opened up a whole can of worms. We had so much fun talking about that. But this week, I'd like to start off with how sex changes as we get older. I was going to go for the young mother type, balancing type stuff, but I thought, nah. We're past that stage, and I think most of my audience is past that stage. So let me ask, how do you guys think, or what are some of the factors you feel like changes in our lives, and what are some of the things that kind of makes an impact on our sex lives when things change? If you get the question,
now,
if you want
are you
to
talking
the
about,
question.
Yeah, if you can probably clarify, are you referencing across the lifespan, physiologically, emotionally, all of
anything,
the above?
Grab it anywhere, anywhere you feel comfortable.
And in terms of how it changes, you're talking about as we get older, correct?
Right, or, yeah.
Well, I think
what are some
world,
of the factors that cause sex to change, yeah?
I can probably just speak for me, because I am in my 50s, and I would say for me, it's not so much that the sex changes. I think we are a lot more, I've become a lot more comfortable in my skin in terms of what I want, what I need, when, where, and how, and if I need. And my view of sex and sexuality has changed drastically for a lot of reasons. For other people, it may remain the same, but I think as we learn, as the world evolves, and as we evolve along with it, we have a different view of what sex is supposed to be like, what our partners are supposed to be like. And I think it changes more from the physical act of sex to more of the emotional act of sex and the need for intimacy and companionship. And I'm not sure what it would look like for other people.
Right. So it's so funny that you would bring that up, because I had a couple of keywords, and I put an asterisk right next to that one, thinking that's where I'm going to start the show. Because one of the things I thought about was really how it changes our sexual prime and our emotional prime begins to align a lot of times for
mm-hmm.
women. Stephanie, do you want to elaborate on maybe the question or that?
Yeah, you know, the part, Maggie, you're talking about intimacy. I think, well, for women, a lot of times our sexual prime, quote unquote, happens a little mm-hmm. bit later in life, and it does go hand in hand with what you were talking about, Maggie, in us being comfortable in our skin, or even finding a partner that we're comfortable with, you know, and just kind of all inhibitions kind of go away, and like, oh, okay. And then as we get older, you know, hitting our prime, the intimacy, we learn that the intimacy and then the sex, they don't necessarily go hand in hand. You can be mm-hmm. intimate with somebody without the physical. It can be physical and have no intimacy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
makes
I wanted
sense.
To, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I definitely agree after that statement.
I definitely agree. I think a woman in of my age group, which is in my late 20s, late 20s to late 40s. I have truly found that my sexual prime and my emotional prime are beginning to align. But for some mm-hmm. reason, I'm not trying to fit into what the books say or whatever. I think I'm just letting my body and my mind and my spirit and my maturity take place naturally. And I find for myself, even having the same sexual partner for mm-hmm. 18 years, been married for that long, but there have been times, and more so in my mid-40s-ish, around early to mid-40s-ish, I've found that that emotional need doesn't necessarily come from that one partner, although I
right.
feel like I really love my husband, very loyal, mm-hmm. committed. That is my part, my sex partner. But emotionally, I feel like there's so many different aspects that needs to be fulfilled, and I feel like mm-hmm. I've become a prism. Either I'm attracting that which I need, which obviously mm-hmm. has come to me and is coming to me, and then not mm-hmm. being afraid or ashamed to own that, to own my own mm-hmm. feelings and my emotions.
Absolutely.
And not feeling guilty, thinking, well, I should be feeling this for my husband. Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
I did, and I still do have strong feelings, and it's like, that's my rock, that's my guy, you know? But
right.
I'm not downplaying the fact that I'm in my emotional prime, and that
mm-hmm.
manifests in different ways. So I think
mm-hmm.
there's still a mystery around us as women in terms of our sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
When you say a mystery around us, what do you mean?
Because I feel like, and thanks for asking that, because I feel like, and think about this too, Stephanie, and I think for you too, Maggie, because it will mean different things for us,
mm-hmm.
meaning that sometimes we try to, as a society or even ourselves individually, felt like, well, I should just be this way. If I am married or I have this one partner, this is the only thing, this is the only thing I should be feeling, and then we get all carried away thinking we're doing
mm-hmm.
something wrong, or we feel
right.
the shadow over us, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our
mm-hmm.
sexuality continues to evolve, and that's why I think there's still a mystery, it's still mysterious. And in another sense also, and this is just a quickie, no pun intended,
mm-hmm.
although I did enjoy one this morning. Well, those work the best for me. I tell you, I just pop in a little wine, a little whining up and down, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I just get it in where the kids are still sleeping. I got to make it work. But I have, honestly, like, I have found, and I think I mentioned this on last week's show, even physically, I am still
mm-hmm.
exploring my body and the places that feel really good. I am
mm-hmm.
getting orgasms from different sets of nerve endings. I don't know if they're
mm-hmm.
new, or they've always been there. But
that's
each
right.
time it's a different location. I'm like blown away. So I am still evolving in just the physical aspect of some of the things that turn me on. And it
mm-hmm.
starts with my mind, and my mind was there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for instance, my husband was out working at 3 in the morning. I heard the door, he came in, and he's in his space. I'm in my space, and I'm like, booty call time, huh? You know? So
mm-hmm.
I'm still figuring out this mystery about myself as a woman, all my emotions, and every single nerve in my body, especially my female parts. And I enjoy it.
You know,
and we should.
Advice,
we should. That's why they're there. They're there for us to enjoy it. And you know, we don't.
What you say was, I'm sorry, Stephanie.
No, go ahead. Very nice.
No, what I was picking back on something you said, Charmaine. Well, pretty
mm-hmm.
much all of what you're saying. You're absolutely correct. It is not so much even a matter of age or a matter of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of us, particularly women from the islands and women of color, and it could
mm-hmm.
be true for any women of any race, we
mm-hmm.
have been brought up in such a way that we are so restricted about
mm-hmm.
exploring
exactly.
our sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah.
what I meant by, as we get older, we are evolving with the world around us. That is saying it is okay to accept
mm-hmm.
ourselves as we are, accept our bodies, explore our bodies.
Right.
In fact,
exactly.
the world that we are part of today is encouraging
mm-hmm.
us to learn our body, explore our body, and be
mm-hmm.
comfortable in our body and our sexuality.
Right.
Whereas
right.
before, it wasn't such. So all of
right.
these that you're getting was always there. It's just
mm-hmm.
that you
mm-hmm.
probably did not give yourself permission to do this discovery,
absolutely.
Be on this journey of discovery. And now that you are, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is, oh, my goodness, so exciting. It's all, but it's always been there, but we didn't
right.
think that way. We didn't explore our body that way because we were made to feel that it was not okay. But now
exactly.
you're giving yourself permission, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful
right.
thing.
Right.
And then, too, like you mentioned, you know, women of color, women from the islands, women who
mm-hmm.
are churchy. I mean, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
almost this, what's that position they call? It's
missionary?
Yeah, that one. It almost sounds like missionary. Is it missionary? That one. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it almost sounds so sacrilegious. And I mean, you know how, you know, we
mm-hmm.
talk about, like, yeah, you can have one sexual partner and still be satisfied because the man has, a shaft. It goes in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If we have so many nerve endings in our bodies,
yes.
in our vaginas, and all around our female organs,
yes.
and
mm-hmm.
our entire body feels stuck.
Our entire
so
body.
Yes.
This
is where I feel like the continuation,
mm-hmm.
the continue to explore this mystery is so important for us. And the huge part, if not 100% of it, is your mindset, letting go and just realizing
yes,
and understanding and exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And like we talked about last week on last week's
mm-hmm.
show, is taking ownership of our own satisfaction, because it's not just,
right.
I'm going to digress and I'm going to go into this, because what about when you have a partner or
mm-hmm.
you are the partner with the sexual dysfunction, because we talk about male sexual dysfunction and it's not
mm.
a bad thing. And I'll say,
right.
I don't think that there is a problem. And there's also female sexual dysfunction, low libido.
Mm-hmm.
So you
mm-hmm.
can have both partners with low libido, and we don't talk about the females.
Mm-hmm.
We use it as a man thing, and we use
mm-hmm.
it as a bad thing over our men. But I tell you, this really sunk in deep with me. Yesterday I was having a conversation with a very dear, great friend of mine, one of my BFFs,
mm-hmm.
and she was telling me that, you know, just like a lot of couples, her husband got diagnosed
mm-hmm.
with prostate cancer. And
mm-hmm.
I was just floored, because here you have a young woman and a young man in his early 50s, and this has just recently come up. So now
mm-hmm.
we have a young couple having to deal with these things. Or you may have someone who is older, and it's a natural progression of our bodies. Women, we get a little dried
yeah.
up, and men get a little limp, you know. So it does
mm-hmm.
happen. So this is why I'm saying that we've got to continue to explore the mystery around what continues to satisfy us both emotionally and physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, with low libido, I mean, for men and for women, for men it tends to be, not always, but
mm-hmm.
it can be a matter of high blood pressure or the mm. weight factor or diabetes or, you know, those things impact their
mm-hmm.
libido, especially if they have all of those things, high blood pressure
right.
and diabetes and overweight and all of those things and age, if they're older,
mm-hmm.
then those things will impact their libido. Whereas for women, most times it's, you know, meeting the needs of everybody around them. It's the kids,
mm-hmm.
it's working, it's the housework, it's this, and you're physically and emotionally drained. So by the time
mm-hmm.
it comes time for you, it's like, you know what, give me a bubble bath, you know, a cup of nice glass of wine and leave me alone. But, and so it's not necessarily, it's more of a mental low libido when it comes to
mm-hmm.
women. It's not that it's, not that it can't
that's true, because we have enough to go around for our lifetime and more.
We really do. But like you said earlier, Charmaine, it does start in our mind. For women, you know, it is mentally,
mm-hmm.
just for women, in our libido as well, it's because we're physically and emotionally drained.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
And for men,
and you are
most times it's connected to their, you know, their health. Not always,
right.
but a lot of times.
But a lot of times. So great points.
Yeah.
I think I heard Maggie trying to chime in.
No, I was saying I totally agree with Stephanie. And if you guys know, as you know, the biggest sex organ is our brain, because sex does
yeah.
start in the brain. But Stephanie, you did hit on a couple of really great things, as you did, Charmaine. It's interesting that you should bring that up about how much more focus is on sexual disorder for men.
Mm-hmm.
But women's
mm-hmm.
sexual disorder is huge, and the research out there is incredibly limited. I recently was doing some continuing education and did one course on each,
mm-hmm.
and you should just see the literature for male sexual disorder versus the amount of literature for women's sexual disorder,
mm-hmm.
which is still pretty big, but it was, again, women was not considered the most sexual being, and therefore
yeah.
I think less time
mm-hmm.
and research was spent
mm-hmm.
on what our needs are, and there are more than, I mean, sexual, the decreased libido is one, but there are so many other factors that can decrease a woman's sexual performance.
Mm-hmm.
that we don't really take the time to talk about that are also organic and not just,
right.
you know, emotional or psychological,
right.
but they're also organically based, like the male sexual disorder issues, but
mm-hmm.
unfortunately not enough people are taking the time to ask us. And something else you said, Stephanie, and I think it is something I would hope that you guys continue to talk about with regards to the disorders, is that,
mm-hmm.
yes, we are always taught to believe that it is indeed more so emotional, and therefore we don't bring it up with our physicians. But if, in
mm-hmm.
fact, we are experiencing, whether it be decreased libido or just a lack of desire for whatever
mm-hmm.
reason that we think it is, it's still
right.
important to talk to our doctors about it at our
mm-hmm.
Doctor visits, because it may be something other than we're just really too tired, or we've had so
mm-hmm.
much going on. And if it's impairing us, if it's affecting our relationship, we need to bring it up, because it may just indeed be organic. And you said that earlier, Charmaine, that for us women, as we get older, we get dry. There are such things as vaginismus.
Mm-hmm.
There are women with asexual disorders, and just
mm-hmm.
like men, but
mm-hmm.
we
mm-hmm.
think it's a problem. We think it's emotional. And because we don't know that there are others like us, and it hasn't been normalized,
right.
we don't
mm-hmm.
talk about it. We don't bring it up
right.
in our doctor's visit. So I'm really glad to hear y'all talk about that and to mention these and to touch base on a lot of these. And that's an area that I would love to see open up a whole lot more. I'm a major advocate for people to just talk about sex. Let's just talk,
right.
talk about
yes.
it. So we're blue in the face
yes. yeah.
because we're
mm-hmm.
not doing enough about it, and we want to empower not just women our age,
mm-hmm.
but our young women.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
from the time they start getting pap smears, if they're at an age
mm-hmm.
to get a pap smear, they're in an age to start talking about their sexuality
right.
with
right.
their
right.
physician.
Yeah.
Right.
We have a lot of work to do with the medical world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know this is a very, very key that you said, talk about it. Communication is so important. First of all, I love talking about sex. And I'm going to get with my girlfriends. It's not just about talking about sex, but it's about mostly I feel like when I do, it's like something emotional going on. And then it really does transcend. I think even with our partner, especially with our partners, first, communication is key. And then if you don't have a partner or a steady partner or whatever, talk with your girlfriend how you're feeling, how you're doing. And I know on last week's show we brought up the fact of making sure that you have enough batteries in your remote control because you may need to borrow those from time to time. And I know one of our panelists was really just open about, you know, divorced after 20-something years and being back out in the dating world and to kind of take that edge off before you go out on the date because you are going to have it. I mean, use the darn thing, you know. Take the edge off, get dressed, and, you know, go mosey
on
to
the
restaurant. And go on a date.
It is.
We have to talk. We have to communicate. And, you know, even around that whole, you know, women and sexuality, it's so deep. We could be having discussions from so many different vantage points around this. But, you know, women really are encouraged to continue to explore themselves physically and emotionally. What works? What feels good? I know one of my biggest things is when I get up in the morning and I always think, what makes me feel good? Does this make me feel good? Whether it's an emotional space that I'm in, whether it's a need that I have that I feel like, you know, I want to do this. And, you know, a lot of times I am the initiator in my relationship. Sometimes my husband is, and it usually has to do with something physical that catches his eye. You know, I know I don't like to iron, so a lot of times I'm downstairs. You know, everybody's out the house, and I'm the last person to leave, and I'm doing that, you know, press thing on the dryer. So, you know, I even an incident the other day, not an incident, an extreme experience the other day. I'm running up the steps trying to get dressed with my slacks in my hand or whatever, and he's downstairs behind me. Of course, I'm naked because I got to put the clothes on, and it was like, oh, we haven't done it on the steps. No one's here. And I'm like, your mom's downstairs. Actually, at that time, she spent the night at my mom's house. So it was like, wow, it's just the two of us in the entire house by ourselves. We had to push up a little further because the dog's thing is like right there, like you don't want the dog to see you. But it's like, it's one of those things where you just like, you know what? Yeah, that's the first. Or if it wasn't, I can't remember the last time I did anything on the staircase, you know? So it's getting our sexy back. Let's talk about
that.
And kind of revving up into full sex drive. Because like I started to say, and I always digress, everything in life is a choice and it's a decision. And that's why for myself personally, if I decide to do something, it's my intention. So I don't have that shadow energy or, you know, that guilt about it because it's like, okay, did you make a choice in this moment to feel good or to be content or happy with what you're doing? And like I was saying, initiating, you know, a lot of women, we wait and say, well, the guy's supposed to take charge. He's supposed to initiate. Well, my husband doesn't or my spouse doesn't initiate. And then we sit back there with a big attitude. Talk about that because we got 5 minutes left.
Well, you know, I'm a proponent for initiating. I'm a big proponent for initiating. I mean, if that's what you're feeling, go for it, you know.
Exactly.
But you know, that's my motto.
And that is the bottom line.
Don't sit back and
but
wait.
Let's also not forget
that he initiated.
Men want that from us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Men want to feel wanted just as much
they
as
do.
We want to feel wanted.
Yes.
So
yes,
being
do.
An initiator is actually a good thing, and they need that once in a while. Yes, they are the pursuer, but however, they need to feel needed, they need to feel wanted, and there's nothing greater than when you approach your mate and you ask for sex and you let him know that you desire him.
Yeah.
And that boosts his ego just as much as it does yours.
And it usually is the better kind. Usually because you're like, you know how usually, you know how like if your kids get in trouble, whatever, if they come to you first, it like, it's all the better for them because they told, they came to you and told you first before you found out. So it's like, it's the same concept. Hey, if I go to you first, I know it's going to be good. You know, so you're absolutely right, Maggie, what you said. Men do need to feel valued. They need to feel desired by their women because they need that. So I definitely feel like that is a one of those things that kind of help not just you get your sex back, but your spouse get that back. So speaking of sexy back, let's we have a couple more minutes left in the show, actually, just about 4 minutes. So I'd like to maybe talk about, and maybe if Maggie or anyone can jump in, what are a couple of pointers you would say, Maggie, for a woman, because you're talking about women and sexuality, in order to feel sexy or to get that sex drive or to get that sexy back or to have a different, more enhanced view of her own sexuality and what sex is, because it's not just, oh, my God, I have sex 5 days a week or, you know, 4 days a week or whatever, but talk about the experience itself and what it does for us as women.
Well, first started with the question of what do we need to get our sexy back. It will differ for every single person, but I think as a whole, and if I may say so, globally, we need to start having acceptance of our own selves, of our bodies, and of our minds, of who we are. We need to accept our roles. We need to accept our plumps. We need to accept all of the, you know, everything that we see, all the folds, all the scars, all of the, what do you get at, the stretch marks, whatever the case may be. I think it's really time, and I'm speaking for myself because I'm still in progress, and a lot of us are. Once we can get past that point where we're comparing ourselves with someone else or what the media view of a perfect-looking body is or the pornography, because those are not even real. What we're seeing as sexy out here through the media, through other eyes, it's not real. So when we can get past that and start accepting ourselves as being sexy as we are today, even if we're working towards something greater, I do believe that we will begin to feel sexy and perform more sexy. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Because, again, it's all in our mind.
Yeah.
It's totally about the way we view ourselves. Because I don't care how much my man tells me I look good. If I'm looking at those holes, and I don't want him to touch that
belly. Then you don't feel good.
In the middle of everything, I will shut down.
That's all you're thinking,
It's my barrier, exactly.
So
you're absolutely right.
The strongest message, if I can leave you guys with this, it's the strongest message for me. Love your body as you are. Every inch of it.
And I totally agree.
And know
I totally
that your
agree.
Man loves every inch of it just as much.
Absolutely, because what I realize and find and know for sure is that confidence goes a long way, and sex begins before
and
you get into those. Yeah, exactly. It's on average about 3 to 15, 20 minutes. I mean, more power to y'all that can go a whole long time. You know, I always say, listen, if I was a guy, my women would be mad. At me because I'm a fast one. I don't belabor the point. I'm here for a reason, you know. So, but you're right. It's that confidence in our bodies, confidence in who we are, and really, you know, sending a little text before or after or something, you know, just kind of like you said, Maggie, earlier, building the men up and not just through initiating, but letting them feel valued just as much and feeling loved and wanted so that they can indeed be satisfied and satisfy us. Stephanie, I'm going to let you go ahead and chime in. Your power will have the last word because we've got 60 seconds left to wrap the show. But before I do, I just want to say thank you to my awesome panelists, my guest, Dr. Maggie Bonet, and my awesome, awesome friend, Stephanie Watts, for joining me on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. Let's continue to talk about sex. Stephanie, go. 30 seconds before the music
30
plays.
Seconds. Okay. Well, I just want to thank you for having us and talking about getting us sexy back and being confident, feeling confident, and loving our bodies, loving ourselves, and loving our men, and letting them know that we appreciate them. And thanks for having us. Is that 30 seconds or 15?
Thank you. You're almost done. Maggie, you got, well, I heard you. Well, guys, this has been so awesome. I really want to have this kind of conversation again. We would love to have you guys on. So thank you for being part of the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, and make it a fantastic day. That was awesome, you guys.
It was. We didn't have any calls.
Yeah.